Time now for Trainer Talk with CCM Wellness Center's personal trainers, Courtney and Mason. They'll bring you fitness tips from CCM Wellness Center. From workouts to wellness, get inspired to live your healthiest life. Now Trainer Talk with CCM Wellness Center. I'm here with Courtney. Courtney's a fitness specialist at CCM Wellness Center. And each month we bring you a quick tip to support your health and wellness. And today we're talking about habits. And I got some bad habits and how to make them stick. And so thanks for joining me, Courtney.
Thanks, Paul. I'm excited for this one because habits are really the foundation of lasting change. Research shows it takes anywhere from 18 to 254 days to form a new habit, with the average of being about 66 days. It's a long time, isn't it?
Yep.
About 40% of our daily actions are habits and rather than conscious choices. So building the right habits or right ones really matter.
Okay. Wow. That's a pretty big percentage, Courtney. So how do we actually create new habits that stick? I always, it only lasts me about a couple of days and then I'm done. So how can I make new habits stick, Courtney?
Great question, Paul. So one of the best strategies is called habit stacking. It's a simple but powerful way to build healthier routines by attaching a new habit to something you already do consistently. Thinking of it as piggybacking, like a new behavior onto an existing one we already do. The method reduces decision fatigue, builds consistency natural, and makes small wins effortless.
Okay, can you give us an example of what that looks like then?
Great question. So absolutely, we can, let's say we already make coffee every morning.
I do.
You could, yes, we can need that caffeine, right?
That's right.
Yes, you could stack a new habit on top of that by adding, I pour my morning coffee, I'm going to drink a glass of water afterwards. Another example is like brushing your teeth. You could attach flossing or a quick stretch after brushing. Small, simple steps like this add up over time.
Oh, that sounds pretty manageable then, Courtney. So is it okay to start with just one habit? Keep it simple, maybe?
Yes, I would definitely recommend keeping it simple. Starting small, that's the easiest way. The harder is to skipping it. Small steps build momentum, and once one habit sticks, you can stack on another one. Over time, you create a chain of positive actions that feels natural instead of being forced.
I've heard some friends and say that say motivation is the key. So how does that fit in to motivate yourself to do so, to make new habits?
Yeah, great question. And honestly, that's a common misconception. Motivation is important, but it comes and goes. So habits, on the other hand, make behaviors automatic. Habit stacking is a way to make healthy routines happen even when motivation is low, because you've tried the new behavior to something you've already done consistently. It will keep continuing to grow.
Mm-hmm. So what's the takeaway for people that are listening then this morning?
Yeah, pick one current habit, attach a small new habit, and keep it simple. Celebrate those small wins and gradually build more habits over time. This is how lasting change happens, one small, consistent step at a time.
Yep, take it one step at a time then, right?
Correct.
Hey, I think we should back up here. We really didn't introduce yourself there, Courtney, since this is the first time we've had you on talk with the trainer from CCM Wellness Center. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I have been here with CCM Wellness Center for about 5 years now. I'm very excited, and I really enjoy what I get to do here as a fitness specialist. We have just rolled out a new line of nutrition coaching, and so I'm partnering up with individuals just to help really come alongside them on their fitness journey and incorporate some new nutrition habits, and I'm excited for that new line.
Yeah, nutrition coaching. So what does that entail exactly if somebody wants to contact you and meet with you about that? How does that work? What is nutrition coaching?
Yeah, so we dive deeper into looking at our food alongside our exercise and what that looks like and how to help it more individually personalized nutrition and food coaching along the way. So, yes, and people, you can go ahead and on the CCM Wellness website, we do have a interest form if anyone's interested in connecting and talking more about that nutrition, or you can go ahead and give us a call or stop in. Our direct line here would go ahead and get to me at that 320-321-7900.
So, Courtney, what is that website that people can go to?
That website is going to be ccmhealthmn.com.
All right. Well, that was great advice this morning, Courtney. And thanks again for joining us on Talk with the Trainer.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate your time.
Yeah. That's Courtney with the CCM Wellness Center. And we'll be back next month with another tip to help you build a healthier routine.
Thanks for listening to Trainer Talk, brought to you by CCM Wellness Center in Montevideo.